colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Dave Freeland, your host on Sounds of Joy, inviting you to listen Sunday mornings at 6 on WCNO FM.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Listen to me closely. Some things God has put in our lives intentionally. And He does that because He wants us to learn how to depend on others. The circumstances of your life are not just bad luck. Sometimes the circumstances of your life are put there because God wants you to learn how to depend on people and have people care for you and learn how to care for others. Because that's really the heart of God. We know God loves us, but sometimes we need somebody to walk up and give us a hug and tell us it's all right. I know you're not alone. I'm not alone. Sometimes we need to look over our shoulder and see somebody sitting there going, "Yep, you can do it. You can make it. I'm right there with you." Here's the key. Who comforts me? Who comforts me? When he says being warm, he's talking about being comforted. That's what he means. Who is it that comforts me? And listen, if you don't build proper relationships, then you'll end up looking for your comfort in all the wrong places. And I'll try to get it comfort from friendships and relationships that are not life-giving. And that comfort will ultimately become torment. And instead of being in a life-giving relationship, you're in a relationship that strangles the life out of you. Where are you getting your comfort from? Who's in your life that really brings comfort? See, the result of bad relationship is I don't end up getting real warmth. I just end up getting relief, and it's only momentary. Because, Pastor, I've got needs. I've got needs, so I satisfy my need for the moment, but I never get out of myself long enough to build true relationship. I never get true warmth in my life. You know what Isaiah 42 said about Jesus? They were talking about the Messiah coming, and he said, "And he will not be discouraged until he establishes his kingdom." Isn't that a weird thing for Isaiah the prophet to say about the Messiah? I just never picture Jesus being discouraged. It's kind of hard when everything we know about the Lord. But that's what he said. He says, "And he will not be discouraged until he establishes his kingdom." But it was a prophetic word over him that when the Messiah comes, he's not going to be discouraged. What a mission he had. I mean, think about how the mission that Jesus carried. And you know what? At the most difficult time of his life, he was right at the point of getting ready to go to the cross. He knew what was before him. It was the most difficult time of his life. And there was nobody that had a better, listen to me, there was nobody that had a better relationship with the Father than Jesus. No person on the planet had a closer relationship with the Father than Jesus did. Nobody. But you know what he did? He came to a point, the moment of his cup, that he was going to have to drink this cup, and he just finished having a meal with some of his friends, and he knew the pressure that he was under. And this is so cool to me. He looked at three of his closest friends. He said, "Will you come hang out with me? Will you come pray with me?" Listen, if Jesus needed friends, you need friends. Huh? He invited Peter, James, and John, and he said, "Will you go in this garden with me? I'm in a difficult moment in my life. I'm in a difficult place." And even though they didn't want to hang in there with him the whole night, because, you know, the Bible tells us that they went to sleep, it does say something about them. But you know what it says about Jesus? It says that Jesus understood, as a Son of Man, that when I reach the most difficult moment of my life, even though I have a great relationship with my Father, even though I know that I'm the Son of God and I'm going through one of the most difficult times, I don't want to go in the garden by myself and pray. Listen, how many know all through the ministry of Jesus, he constantly went off by himself to pray? Go read the Gospels. Every time Jesus was disappearing, he was going by himself to pray. But he gets to the most difficult place of his life, and all of a sudden he says to his friends, he says, "Will you go pray with me? I need you to be there with me. I need you to come to the garden and pray with me." He asked his closest friends, "Be with me in this difficult time. I know you can't do it for me. I know you can't bear it. I know you can't drink this cup that I'm about to drink, but would you at least go with me to the garden?" And they went with him to the garden. And then, you know, scripture just kind of shows us how fragile Peter, James, and John were, because they were tired and they fell asleep. But he shows us this reality. Even your closest friends can't always provide what you need, but at least they were there. Somebody say, "At least they were there." I mean, at least you can be there. You might not have all the answers for what your friends need, but at least you can be there. Even though they fell asleep, they loved him enough to go with him. And when he got done praying, he found them asleep, and he didn't get bitter at them. He didn't say, "I don't want to talk to you no more. You didn't live up to being a good friend." That's not what he did. See, sometimes when friends don't come through for us, it's easy for us to go, "Well, bless God, I tried you once, but that's it. I ain't hanging out with you no more. You let me down. That's it. I'm done." But Jesus gets up there and he says, "Come on, let's go. I know you're here with me. Even though you didn't pray, let's go. Let's go." Number four, the fourth thing is this: not only is there greater productivity, greater perseverance, greater provision, there's greater protection. Somebody say protection. He said, "When one is attacked by themselves, they can be easily overtaken, but two together can withstand him. If any two of you shall agree on earth touching any one thing, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven." Sometimes what I can't get done by myself, it takes two. Sometimes I can't get it done, it takes a few more people to help me get over it. Amen? In Acts chapter 4, the man at the gate, beautiful, he's been healed. The city's in an uproar because they spoke in the name of Jesus. Peter and John, they've been threatened and they've been told, "Never speak in the name of Jesus again. Don't do it anymore. Watch this, watch this." They've been told not to speak in the name of Jesus again, or we're going to throw you in jail. We're going to lock you up. Their life was under threat. And I love this verse in 4:23. It says they returned to their own company. Isn't that beautiful? They returned to their own company and told them all the things that had been said to them. They returned to their own company. They went back to people that loved them. Somebody say their own company. Can I ask you a question this morning? When you get to the most difficult days of your life, or you get the most difficult news of your life, or you're in the most threatening point of your life, who is your company? Who's your company? They knew who their company was. They knew who their true friends were. And when Peter and John went to their company and reported all that had been said to them, their company didn't go, "Well, you know what? You need to leave town. You need to get out of here. Or, you know, you shouldn't be so bold." They didn't start criticizing and condemning them. Come on, somebody. They look at them and go, "Oh my God, what'd you do that for?" That's not how you do friends. "Oh my God, what's wrong with you?" Huh? The Bible says that when they reported, they began to lift their voice up and they began to pray, "Thou art God in the heavens." What a beautiful thing to say. "Thou art God in the heavens, and there is none like unto you. Thou hast raised up Jesus, who Pilate has crucified, and thou hast made him to be Lord and Christ." And the Bible says this, watch this. "And when they had prayed, that place where they had gathered was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak the word with even more boldness." Isn't that awesome? You know what? I want to be in the company of people that when we get together and we pray, the place begins to shake under the power of God. I want us to be that kind of church. A church full of friendships and relationships where we love each other, where we depend on each other, where we care for one another, where we have that protection, where we have that participation, where we see the ability to do more. Come on, is anybody checking into this morning? You know, I'm grateful to God for this ministry. I'm grateful to God for this church. And I'm grateful to God for you. We've got so much to be thankful for this year, ladies and gentlemen. So much to be thankful for. And I'm telling you, if we will work together, we can get bolder, we can get greater, we can do more, our faith can increase, we can grow from level to level. Amen. And you know why? It's because we're getting properly connected in the house and we're learning what it means to be real, true friends. We're learning what it means to be able to count on each other. And when we do that, guys, we can reach out and touch the people that God's called us to touch. Amen. Aren't you glad you're not alone today? I love y'all. I'm glad you're here. And I thank you for being faithful to the church this morning and coming and being faithful to God when you're attendance. It means a lot to me, and it means a lot to our Father in heaven when you honor Him. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org. Yeah.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Hello, friends. This is Tom Creighton, General Manager of WCNO Radio. On behalf of all of us here at WCNO, we want to wish you, your families, and loved ones a very Merry Christmas.
Singing, and there's nothing more beautiful. came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they'd found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around, around. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Thank you.
This is WCNO, Palm City.